Alleluia, 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 alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive? As many as seven times? Jesus answered, I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all of his property, in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full. Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, Pay back what you owe. Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, Be patient with me, and I will pay you back. But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you? Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he would pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart. The Gospel of the Lord.
Got it? Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Now, I know you've heard me say this many times, but I'm going to ask you again. Do you want God to be as forgiving as you are? Or do you want God to be more forgiving than you are? You should have answered yes to the first question, because then I wouldn't have had to ask the second question. Because you see, forgiveness is probably one of the hardest things that we have to do as human persons. Why is that? Because forgiveness is not innate in us. What is innate in us as human persons, having fallen through sin, is we choose favorites, we can be resentful, we don't like people who insult us, we want to make sure that everything is always fair to us. We always complain about having our rights taken away from us. We don't like to forgive because it's not in our nature to forgive. Let me tell you two stories, one personal, another not. First story is about myself. When I was pastor of Our Lady of Pompeii, I had a very good friend. And he came to me very, very desperate one day, and I really felt very sorry for him. And he said, Father, I need $5,000, but I don't have any credit. Would you co-sign a loan for me? And I did. After three payments, he ghosted me. Never saw him again. I had to pay off that $5,000 debt myself, because I'd signed for the loan. Stupid? Yeah. Will I do it again? Never again. Learned my lesson. But for years, I really was angry, very angry at this friend for having done this to me. He betrayed my trust. He betrayed everything that friendship was about. I had a real hard time forgiving him. And it took me many, many years to finally realize how stupid I was, not in signing the loan, but in not forgiving. Because who was I hurting holding on to that hurt? I was hurting me. He was going about his life, he couldn't have cared less. He was walking around free, and I was holding this burden, this grudge against this person, because I wouldn't forgive. As soon as I was able to say, you know what? It does me no good not to forgive him. All it does is hurt me. I was free of that. Now, obviously, I haven't forgotten about it, nor should you ever forget a hurt that was done to you. But once you forgive, you will no longer carry that burden with you. Let me tell you another story. In 1994, you know that there was great genocide in Rwanda, and over 800,000 women, men, and children were murdered, most of them by machete. And in the midst of that, six women, including a young woman by the name of Immaculée, went into and hid in a bathroom. For 91 days, these six women gathered in this bathroom, listening to the genocide that was happening outside that pastor's house. And Immaculée tells in her book, Left to Tell, that she talks about how angry she was. She could hear people dying outside. There was a window in that bathroom, and they could hear the children dying and crying. And then the cries would become weaker and weaker until they stopped. And she said she harbored a lot of anger. But then she began to pray. And she prayed, mostly, she says, she prayed the rosary. And as she prayed, her heart began to soften. And as she prayed continually through those days, her prayer changed, not only for the victims of the genocide, but for the perpetrators of the genocide. She began to be able to pray for them because she felt they were under a power that was not their own, that they were acting in someone else's name, carrying out these horrible orders. When they finally left that room after 91 days, the first person she ran into was the person who had slaughtered her mother and her brother. And she said, the first thing I said to them was, I forgive you. Could you have done the same? Could you have said those words of forgiveness? And I'll tell you, forgiveness is tough. Forgiveness is an act of our will. We have to will to forgive someone. It's not something that just comes up from us. And how do we learn mercy? We learn mercy and we learn forgiveness because we ourselves have been forgiven. We know what it is for people to forgive us. Our parents forgive us our faults when we're little children, and they teach us. And even when we're older children and do other stupid things, they forgive us some more. And parents always seem to forgive. And that's the whole meaning behind the parable that Jesus preaches today, that God, who is this person who is taking account of his debtors, forgives the whole debt of that first person, the whole debt. Now, if you were to do some research, it would probably be about 100 days' wage that he owed him. He would have to work for him for 100 days to pay off that debt. And the master just forgave the debt. That's how magnanimous our God is with us. God forgives us all the time. God is always present to us with his compassion and mercy. But being present to that mercy, being recipients of that mercy, isn't enough. God wants us to be able to be agents of that mercy to others. We have an obligation to forgive others as we have been forgiven. It's not an option. Jesus says, unless you do the same, your Father is not going to treat you well. You have to do as God has done for you. But you know what the problem is in our human nature? There's two things. First of all, sometimes we think we're not in need of forgiveness. I don't need to be forgiven for anything. That's why I only hear two or three confessions a week. But that confession line should be out to the road every Saturday morning. Because we all are in need of forgiveness. Every single one of us are in need of forgiveness. But we convince ourselves that somehow we don't need to be forgiven. I'm okay. But you know, when we close ourselves off from God's forgiveness, when we close ourselves off, what happens is that we close that forgiveness off for others. Because if we don't have that forgiveness in us, you can't give that to another person. And so our first mistake is to think that we don't need to be forgiven. And the second mistake that we make is that I am forgiven, but what they've done, they owe me. We can't think about persons owing us. We can't think about people being indebted to us. No one is in debt to you. But sometimes we feel that way. We put people in debt to us and we hold it over them. And we hang on to those grudges, as I did. We hang on to those feelings of resentment. And it's easy to forgive the little things. You know, if the dishes are left in the sink or if dirty clothes are on the floor, those things you can easily forgive. But what about the big things? If you do not experience mercy and compassion in your own life, you can't extend that to another person. So today, I really want you to think about how fortunate you are to have a God who forgives you everything. There is no sin that he cannot forgive. Be thankful. And then in turn, bring that mercy to someone else. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. May I be as merciful as God is.